Alleluia, Christ is risen. Hope often seems to be a fleeting commodity in the economy of our world today. While many since that Tuesday in September have invested in patriotism as a way of getting on with their lives, there are those who struggle to pull their lives out of the bankruptcy of despair. If the front page headlines of life in our world today don't raise the question of why, well then certainly the back pages of Section B, where we live our lives, will raise that question. It may be some disaster suffered at the hand of nature or fellow human beings that may cause the despair. But more likely, though, it is something much closer to home. A brush with unemployment, concern for the future, or that unexplained pain that won't go away. The sleeplessness that comes not only from study, but also perhaps from pang of conscience. The struggle for faithfulness in marriage and in the church. Whatever the checklist of cares and concerns we have, it doesn't take much to find ourselves in the company of Thomas, with hope evaporating with belief. And so often hope seems as if it is at the back of, in the background of our lives, or at the very least, at the end of the procession out to the cemetery with Adam and Eve, with David, with Rachel, with the mothers of Bethlehem, with Mary and Martha, the widow of Nain, Jairus, Martin Luther, pastor and hymnist Paul Gerhardt, and perhaps you, as you have walked to the graveside of a spouse, a parent, a son or daughter, a brother or sister, a friend. In whatever griefs we suffer, in whatever trials we endure, Pastor Peter, Apostle Peter, directs his funeral sermon to us. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In this you greatly rejoice. You see, Peter wants us to understand that something great has happened. Something that has changed the dismal death march of humanity into a triumphant victory life march. He wants us to know the same joy and hope he knew after seeing the open tomb. He heard from the women the angels' great news, he is not here, he is risen. As did the other disciples, Peter knew the grief that breaks hearts yet today. The Christ, the Son of the living God, in whom Peter had seen and believed, confessed, and loved, had died the death of Calvary, and Peter's hopes were crushed, his faith shattered. Death had brought an end to whatever mission Jesus may have had, just as it had brought an end to whatever hopes the disciples may have had in following him. But isn't that the way it has always been? all of those with flesh and bone, present company included. All of them, they are born, they live for a while, and then they die. And despite disguising words, our obituary columns are certainly no different than the one back in the fifth chapter of Genesis that records the lives of the 10 generations of the sons of Adam. Each was born. Each lived a span of years. Each had sons and daughters, and each ended with the words, "And then he died." Things haven't changed much, have they? But Peter's funeral sermon answers with a resounding yes. Yes, things have changed. Jesus did not take his place in the march of death of mankind. He took our place. Jesus did not continue the march. He brought it to an end. He died for all, and the power of his and in the power of his resurrection, he abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. Christ died for us, and when he died, he met head-on the power of sin and Satan that seeks our life's destruction. Hell hurled its greatest power, death, at him as he bore our sins in his own body. But the greatest power that hell could hurl could not contain him. Christ broke the grip of death. He rolled back the gravestone. He sealed the victory. And the guilt of sin that condemns each of us to death is removed. Death is no longer the door slammed in our face, but it is the gateway to life eternal. Death is no longer a time of departure, but a time of arrival. Death is no longer a time to leave behind our possessions, but a time to inherit the joys of the kingdom of God. Death is no longer a time to weep, but a time when Jesus wipes away every tear from our eyes. So there is hope, certain hope, living hope. No longer do we mark the passing years with a wistful sigh or a wish that something might happen to delay our dying. Something already has happened to abolish death. No, our hope is sealed and certain. We have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. It has our name on it. As St. Peter says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." In this you greatly rejoice, both now and at the graveside. The miracle of mercy that gave us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In this you greatly rejoice, the promises of mercy that the Christ has given us, promises that he has sealed and guaranteed with his resurrection from the dead. Because I live, you also will live. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. In this you greatly rejoice, the miracle of mercy that we have been born into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Though you have seen him, you love him. You have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. In this you greatly rejoice. The power of the mercy of God that shields you to keep you in salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.